Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Goodbye Bullshit, Hello Happiness. I'm your host, Atusa Raisian. Join me today as we explore love, magic, and joy and beauty around us as we let go of our old patterns, rules, shoulds, musts, have-tos. Thank you for joining me today. Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, happy new year, happy 2024. Today, first day of the year, happens to also be a number one energy, which I think it's magical by itself. Starting the first day of the year with the number one, new beginnings and new light, new discoveries, new magic for us all. Today, I wanted to talk about magic, discovering magic, what is magic, and what does that mean for all of us in our own ways. Now, magic, I know everybody has their own definition. Some people even have a different spelling for it. But for me, I think no matter how you spell it or what you think about it, is when you even think about magic and when you consider magic and feel that word and what it means for you, there is a joy and excitement that comes in your heart that you wish to share, and you feel a part of something as well when you feel that word magic and when you touch something magical in your life. Now, it's that feeling of sparkly almost. That's why I say the spelling doesn't matter, because I know some people spell it with a C and CK to differentiate between the magic, abracadabra magic, and the magic of life. But again, the intention and the feeling behind it is that wonder and excitement, because even in that abracadabra magic, if you're watching it as a little kid, it's that discovery, it's like, wow, it made it disappear. And that wow effect, that imagination, that wonder of the unknown and how things are going to flow and how things are working out and what happened to it and how did it come to be. All of that is magic. And in our daily life, we get lost sometimes in the daily to-do lists and shoulds and rules and those things, and we forget to connect and feel that magic that's always around us. Now, for me personally, magic is many different things. Magic is when I go out and see those rainbow is a big magic, either a big rainbow that is after the rain, or little rainbows that those sun rainbows, even the rainbows that come through glass that you see it. So those colors are always magical for me. The colors of the sun rays and how you capture it in the lens, and some people call it lens flare, but that's magic to me. And the reason I'm sharing that is because a lot of the things that I may find magical and brings that joy and excitement and that wonder, others may look at and say, well, that's a lens flare, or that's coincidence, or it's this or it's that. And that is the difference between me and them. Because for me, it's magic, and if it's not for them, it's fine. And as you're discovering what is magic to you, no matter what line of work you are, let it be something that's for you, that gets you excited, that is bringing that love and joy and excitement to your life. And that is the uniqueness of us all humans in this human form, is recognizing that we are all divine, no matter what titles we put next to our names, no matter what gender we associate with, no matter what names, what professions, we are all divine beings and here to experience this human life. And it's our uniqueness and how we share our unique joy and love and passion with the world that is our true magic. And sometimes in this human life and human experience, it gets a little bit difficult to do that because as you're going about life, you are seeing maybe others. They have these exciting titles next to their names, or exciting jobs, or whatever it may be that looks really shiny and bright for you. And you may not see yourself in that role, or like, how did they get it, or how did they get there? Is finding that uniqueness, that whatever is unique for them and is their magic, and however they present themselves, it may be different than yours. Now, I may love to see people wear high-heel shoes and dress up, and I may love that. It's like, oh my God, it's so gorgeous. I wish I could wear those. And a part of me may find it interesting and beautiful. However, I know myself that that's not for me. Even though I can look at it on the outside and appreciate it and enjoy it and love it and see the beauty in it, I still know that that's not part of me or who I am or how I want to express myself. And that is where we're talking about how do you discover that magic in you, is first really stop comparing anything that you do, anything that you are, with anything on the outside, and knowing that you have your unique expression, your unique energy. Of how you are presenting yourself in this life, and what part of that divine, how are you expressing that divine through your humanness, your human experience? And that is your magic. It's not about being like anybody else. It's just that expression of you that comes from your heart, that brings you joy, brings you peace, brings that love inside your heart out as your expression. So take time to discover that. Now, in order to be able to discover it, we go back to the first part of what I talked about, which is the definition of magic and understanding, even in that, what you consider magic may be different than others. And that is part of your unique expression as well. And connecting with anything that brings you that joy and love, and you see that wonder and beauty in it. Take it in, enjoy it. For me, for example, I mentioned the lights, but another part that is magical is the hearts I see and find throughout the day that is just a reminder for me to know that I am always connected to life, to the source, to the divine, and allowing that love of the divine to come through me in anything I do, in anything I touch, in any conversation. And that is part of my experience. And there have been a lot of times, even the hearts, people say, well, that doesn't look like a heart. And it's okay, because for me, that's my way of communicating with the world around me. So take time to find out and discover those everyday things in your life, those little moments that there are things that you see, that surround you, that you feel it, that brings that excitement and love and passion and joy in your heart. It's a feeling that you get inside. It can be when you're out in nature. Nature, the biggest, wondrous, most magical place that you can connect with. So take time discovering nature and see what you find magical in there. A lot of times the wind, you know, you're walking in that quiet space in nature where the wind is just touching your face and it's just, you hear it in your ears. It is as if the wind is talking to you. The wind is kissing you. The wind is just all around you. And that can be a magical conversation right there. So taking time to connect with nature and discovering what are some of the magical things for you that you can find around, that you can connect with every day. Birds, the animals out there, squirrels, whatever. Connect with it, see it, communicate with them. Sunlight, moonlight. There's so many things that can be a source of magic, and your unique connection, the way you communicate with the world around you. So the more you have fun with it and enjoy it and touch it, it's going to be a great experience for you. Now, once you do that, then you start to see how that expression of magic, that expression of joy and love that you're feeling, that you're receiving from the outside and you're bringing it in, now it's in you, now it's growing in you, now you're connecting with your own divine expression. And then it becomes easier to see, okay, how does the divine want to express its, that energy of the divine wants to express itself through you? Because even now that I'm talking to you, the human part of me is aware of these words that is coming, but a part of me that is speaking, that's allowing that energy, is that divine part that's allowing that energy, that flow of these words to come out. It's not a mind that's communicating with you. It's through that heart that is communicating. So again, once you've connected to the outside and have received that energy, and you're bringing it in, receiving that joy and love from the universe, now you get to express that divine energy however you wish. And it doesn't need to be in one form or another. It doesn't need to have any rules. It can be multiple different ways. Again, that is your uniqueness of how you get to choose to share that in the world, through whatever that is in every day. And it can be different from moment to moment. It can be different from day to day. One day it can be art. One day it can be singing. One day it can be dancing. It can be word. It can be through a hug. And that's all magical, because we forget, we try to, in our world, I think in our physical world, we've made things into, it has to be this big thing and powerful thing to be amazing, but it's those little things like a hug that is truly magical, where you don't even need to speak any word. And it's the hug that you just hug someone and that love comes through you that you've shared and the other person receives it. There's no word for that. And that is allowing that magic inside, that uniqueness of your divine expression to come through you. And it's the beauty of all of us in this human form. The ocean, when you think about it, the ocean is water. We call it the ocean. It's magnificent, it's big. And when that water sort of comes into mist and air, do we say it's not ocean anymore, it's not water anymore? It's still part of it. And that water that goes up and into the clouds and comes back down as raindrops, do we have to say it's not part of the ocean? It's still part of the ocean, it's still water. So that divine energy, that water is a unique expression. The raindrop, the air is the unique expression of that same water that's in the ocean. And all of us are the same. We are unique expressions of the divine in different forms, shapes, sizes, colors. And we are here to experience this life. And your magic is discovering that unique love that you have, that you want to express it out into the world and share it with everybody else. I love you guys, and I thank you for joining me today and joining me live or joining later by watching this. And I wish you all a magical 2024, magical day, this first day of the year. Every day, connect with something that brings you joy, something that brings that love out of you, and discover the magic that's always around. And find different ways to express it. Don't just settle in for one thing. Find different things, different ways that you can have fun and express yourself. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me. I love you and have a magical, magical day.